Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we're getting a little later start because we have the president and his address on Afghanistan. Let's not forget what he said on this topic back in July.
We're ending America's longest war. But we'll always, always honor the bravery of the American patriots who served in it. May God bless you all, and may God protect our troops. Thank you.
Is a Taliban takeover of Afghanistan now inevitable?
No, it is not. Because you have the Afghan troops at 300,000, well-equipped as any army in the world, and an air force, against something like 75,000 Taliban. It is not inevitable.
So how do you get it so wrong? That's the thing. And, you know, I don't disagree with the notion that the American people, look, President Trump started some of this. The American people were kind of tired of being in Afghanistan. But was he given terrible information? Did they just completely think this wasn't going to happen? Because everybody knew this was going to happen. We have Jim Talent coming on a little bit later this afternoon. I talked to him when it happened. The only thing that was more confusing to me out of what happened in July is that you guys should remember that. Remember the date originally was September 11th?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how would that have? Who picked that date first and foremost? Why did you think that was a good idea? Because it wasn't to begin with. But what a disaster this is.
No, I agree. I mean, why put a date on it at all? Why pick September 11th? I mean, if you're going to be symbolic about it. But that's a Trump date. So he picked that. This was a chord that he was trying to hammer out details of. But he understood something that apparently the Biden administration doesn't. He understood that there were three different factions in Afghanistan that had power. The Taliban was one of them. The Afghanistan army was one of them, or police force, or whatever you want to call it. And then the U.S. Army was the other, or U.S. military was the other. And he was trying to broker an agreement between them that if it tipped in one direction, it was over. It was over like that, and he said, we will not stand for it. And it didn't happen on his watch. Like, that's the important thing to remember here, is that Trump was trying to broker something. If it would have fallen apart, he would have ended it. Biden apparently decided...
Well, that's the part that's fascinating to me. Right. Because they're if they were really that incompetent where they didn't see this coming, that's a whole nother issue.
Yes.
Because everybody else did. Now, look, Sue, we had these translators in last week from Afghanistan or from right here in St. Louis. They have family members that are in the homeland right now. But let me read these text messages. This is stunning. This is from the interpreter.
Well, hold on. Let's set it up. The Afghan interpreter, Ryan, said he's out. The American government got him out, but his family is left there, and interpreters and their families were not taken out.
And these are texts from him?
These are texts from him to his family in Afghanistan. Okay. So, and I want to be clear about one thing. I'm not completely sure when they're referring to him as bro that it is specifically a brother. I think one of them is, but I'll just read you what it says. No, bro, I'm hidden at the room in fear. If they find me, they'll kill me and behead me. They surrounded all the streets. My whole family is in fear and in risk. Just pray for me. Will you save my life? That's what one person says to him. The response back is something about Allah, everything will be okay, from the interpreter that's here in St. Louis. The local people saying that they will kill those guys who work with the U.S. as interpreter. My whole life is at risk. Please kindly save my life and contact U.S. officials about me. Here's another one. My real brother, I'm spending days and nights in fear. I'm hidden in my room. My villages are working with them. They gave all the information to the Taliban about me. And his response is just stay inside or indoors, please. Don't come out even for using the restroom. Another one that says these streets are filled by these blankers and knocking everybody's door, starting searching houses to house. Just pray for us. My eldest brother and I have only you. Please do your level best to save my life. I mean, and then he responds, one of the messages, I'm trying to help you respectfully. It's 3:15 a.m. here. I mean, in the U.S., everyone's sleeping, but I'm crying for you guys. And then the other response is, I don't know how I can help you guys. Even all my family, my dad, brother, crying for my brother. I hope they will not catch and kill him for me. I'm very sad and I can't sleep. I mean, this is the reality of what's going on. And you could see the fear in his eyes when he was here in the studio. We had Gus that was on the phone also, but you could tell that they knew this was coming, maybe not quite as dramatically as what we saw on television that they're living right now, but this was bound to happen.
And they should have planned for it. It's not necessarily the why, it's the how. They went, the government went through it, how Biden set it up. These people were not protected.
That's exactly right. Yeah, and nobody's saying, oh, there was a great solution to this. Everybody knows that this was not the solution to this.
Mm. Did you hear this got, I think, misinterpreted a little bit on social media earlier, but Ryan, did you hear, or Sue, the Clarissa Ward report from in Afghanistan? So let me play the short bite, because Ted Cruz mocked this, and there were some other people who made fun of it, and a bunch of conservatives sort of came to her defense saying, look, even Vicky Hartzler, who is obviously running for the Senate, she's a congresswoman from the other side of the state, she tweeted out a picture of Clarissa Ward yesterday not wearing a burqa, today a burqa, yep, because she's worried about being killed. But here's the short bite that kind of went viral. I'm going to make sure I'm playing the right one here.
They're just chanting death to America, but they seem friendly at the same time. It's utterly bizarre.
So she says they seem friendly at the same time. It's utterly bizarre. Ted Cruz swoops in and says, is there nothing that CNN won't do to cheerlead for our enemies? And a lot of people then stepped in and said, look, Senator, and I think you got it wrong, too. If you hear the context of the report, the fuller context, it makes things a little bit more clear.
As soon as we leave our compound, it's clear who is now in charge. Taliban fighters have flooded the capital. Smiling and victorious, they took this city of 6 million people in a matter of hours, barely firing a shot.
This is a sight I honestly thought I would never see. Scores of Taliban fighters, and just behind us, the U.S. Embassy compound.
That's part of the report where you heard that sound, but I actually think it's included in this.
Some carry American weapons. They tell us they're here to maintain law and order. Everything is under control. Everything will be fine, the commander says. Nobody should worry.
What's your message to America right now?
America already spent enough time in Afghanistan. They need to leave, he tells us. They already lost lots of lives and lots of money. People come up to them to pose for photographs.
Very strange.
They're just chanting death to America, but they seem friendly at the same time. It's utterly bizarre.
So she kind of qualifies the remark saying, look, they're chanting death to America, but it's really weird because they're celebrating and they're friendly. You can see in the footage that they're, you know, smiling and laughing. They want to give interviews because I think they feel like they won.
Yeah, so, I was going to say, everybody's happy when they're winning.
And Clarissa Ward and these other reporters, I think people should keep in mind, there are other journalists that are on the ground too. They are risking their lives to report on this. So I think, and a lot of people, again, a lot of the conservatives out there in the pundit world sort of swiped back at Ted Cruz saying, wait, I think you got this wrong. Because she's showing what is really, she's just observing what's going on, and it is bizarre.
I don't know. I don't necessarily disagree with Ted Cruz. I heard that clip myself, and I just, you know, she's walking around wearing a burqa. Well, you're saying, well, they're mostly friendly. Well, why don't you take off your burqa and see if they're still friendly when you do that?
Well, maybe that's a valid question, but why would you want to do that if you're an American and they're killing Americans or people associated with Americans?
Well, that's my point. Why even defend them at all?
Meaning what?
I mean, why are you even saying, well, they're mostly friendly, they're having a good time? I mean, even saying that is like...
Well, because I think it's an observation. She says, in the report, she goes, hey, it's kind of bizarre. So I don't know why the focus is on that. I really don't. And here's something else. Dave, did we have the NBC sound? Here, listen to this.
And President Biden guaranteed last month there would be no airlifts from the embassy in Kabul, saying it was not at all analogous to the messy exit from Vietnam four decades ago.
This is manifestly not Saigon.
Still, helicopters continuously evacuated Americans and our Afghan allies to the airport throughout the day, an optical comparison Republicans have seized on as they continue to blast the president's foreign policy strategy.
All right, so the story is not that you literally have Afghani citizens hanging from a U.S. military plane that's about to take off from Kabul, and that the Taliban has regained control of the capital city, and they're, you know, killing people affiliated with Americans or the interpreter. That's not the story. The story, according to NBC News, is that Republicans are using this as a political moment to draw the comparison with what happened in Saigon. By the way, Republicans didn't need to do that. Anybody who knows American history and who studied Vietnam or knows anything about the fall of Saigon, or maybe even just saw the play Miss Saigon, drew that comparison when they saw the airplane. It's utterly ridiculous that's what they're doing. But this will be interesting, Ryan, I think, in the coming hours, not even the coming days, because, you know, if this was a blunder that President Trump certainly was part of, they wouldn't stop for God knows how long. Now, again, this is an uncomfortable position for me to be in to defend the mainstream media. But listen to Savannah Guthrie with Jake Sullivan, who looks like he's about 17 from the State Department.
Mr. Sullivan, friends and foes alike are calling this withdrawal a fiasco, a debacle. And it is one that apparently the administration did not fully appreciate or see coming. Let me play you some of what the president himself has said in the last 6 weeks or so.
The likelihood there's going to be the Taliban overrunning everything and owning the whole country is highly unlikely.
Do you see any parallels between this withdrawal and what happened in Vietnam with some people feeling...
None whatsoever. Zero. There's going to be no circumstance where you see people being lifted off the roof of a embassy of the United States from Afghanistan.
Ah, well, we kind of got close, right? Kind of close.
You're defending her. That's fair. Rare moments in journalism.
Well, no, you haven't heard the part where she jumps on.
Yeah, that is precisely what we have seen over these last few days. How do you explain getting this so wrong?
Well, first, Savannah, to be fair, the helicopter has been the mode of transport from our embassy to the airport for the last 20 years.
But you know the larger point. It's not the helicopter.
That is how we move
people
back and forth. So.
No, it's the last-minute scramble. You know that. It's the last-minute scramble when the assurances from the president himself were this was not what we were going to see.
Exactly.
Wow.
Thank you, Savannah. Because it was. And for him to just sort of get away with that. Now, I think they've gotten away with a lot over the course of the last 8 months. There's more here.
It is certainly the case that the speed with which cities fell was much greater than anyone anticipated, including the Afghans, including many of the analysts who looked hard at this problem. And part of the reason for that, Savannah, is because at the end of the day, despite the fact that we spent 20 years and tens of billions of dollars to give the best equipment, the best training, and the best capacity to the Afghan National Security Forces, we could not give them the will, and they ultimately decided that they would not fight for Kabul and they would not fight for the country.
All right, so they're going to blame the Afghani people. Now, look, you can say that, I don't know how they can say it with a straight face that no one predicted this. Everyone predicted this. I don't know how many people I talked to when all this was, you know, being discussed in June. And here's Jim Carafano, who's on 97.1 quite a bit.
It's easy to explain. I don't think it's a military failure. I don't think it's an intel failure. Biden himself made a calculation that the Taliban would let us leave. And then if things went to hell in the handbasket later, the Biden administration would just say, oh, wasn't our fault. We weren't there. But what he doesn't understand is in this part of the world, honor is power. And the Taliban would never miss an opportunity to humiliate the United States going out the door. Mm. So I'm sure Biden would thought they'd be idiots not to just let us leave. But from the Taliban's perspective, this was an opportunity that couldn't be passed by. And the problem is the Biden, they had no plan B. They were briefed that this could happen, but they had no plan to, what do we do if the Taliban actually attack us as we're leaving? And that's why we are where we are.
And that is exactly where we are right now.
And why, when they did attack, did we not act sooner over the weekend?
Good questions. We'll tackle some of those as we move on here this afternoon. 341, 97.1 FM Talk.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Former Senator Jim Talent, foreign policy expert, he'll be with us a little bit later. Talking about Afghanistan. Also, St. Charles County Executive Steve Ellman, the latest on his COVID numbers in St. Charles County. The Attorney General, Eric Schmidt, coming up after Sue's News in the next hour. Former State Senator John Lapping is with me this afternoon. I want to talk about redistricting and some of the census numbers, but any quick observations over what we've seen earlier this morning and last night and today in Afghanistan, John?
Well, we live in historic times, so it's clearly the straw man that the president tried to create during his, it wasn't even a press conference, during his address to the world, is not going to fly. It's not a question of whether or not we should leave or not. It's a question of how you leave. And yeah, I don't know how it could be worse than it is. And I hope that it doesn't get worse than it is right now.
Well, we'll continue to keep people updated. We have Fox News at the top of the hour. Then I mentioned Senator Talent a little bit later and a bunch of audio that we've been gathering as well. So the census numbers came out last week, and it's interesting because much of this, I think, we anticipated. The city of St. Louis dropped from 319,000 to 301,000. These are rough numbers. St. Louis County increased from 998 to a little over a million. St. Charles County increased 11%. John, you know how that's going. Jeffco increased a little bit. So the way this works now, and you jump in here if I'm getting any of this wrong. So you have to have the congressional districts redrawn. So in Cori Bush's district, the first, Lacey Clay's old district, it has a need to add 54,000 voters. All of the other districts outside of the 8th need to subtract voters. So in order to kind of take some of the numbers out of this, for example, the second district has 770,693, which is about 8,300 over. So how will this all work? Some of the voters from the second will have to move to the first, but how do they do this in an effective way?
So what's going to happen within the next 2 or 3 weeks is the governor is going to call the General Assembly into special session for the strict purpose of doing redistricting. And what people don't realize is that the drawing of the districts, congressional districts, it's a normal legal process in that bills are filed and they go through committees and they're debated and they're ultimately voted on by the General Assembly. And then the governor can veto or agree to sign off on the legislation. So redistricting itself is always going to happen. It's going to happen this way. And what was and what you described is exactly – it was more interesting than anything. It, you know, the fact that Cori Bush's district almost lost 8% of its population. The same could be said of Jason Smith's district down in southeast Missouri, losing 50,000 voters during this last decade. It just speaks to where people are, you know, moving to and where they're moving away from. But what's interesting is that, you know, we've got 8 seats. There's 6 seats that are Republican, 2 that are Democrat. The previous decade, we had 9 seats, and it was kind of 6-3. And what's going to be interesting to see is if the Republican Party, and this will be strictly Republican Party that will draw these maps in Jeff City, if they have the guts to actually draw maps, that would be a 7-1 map, meaning that 7 of the seats would have at least a Republican edge or a significant Republican edge. And I think it's very possible that could occur.
So let's give some real-life examples here, all right? In the first, here's what I was told, and you see if this matches up, that they probably won't add voters from St. Charles County into the first, so those voters might come from Maryland Heights or Creve Coeur, Kirkwood, maybe not from South County. Is that generally what might happen?
Well, this is very, very political. And so what will happen is that the Republican Party, the national level, they'll be sharing with the Republicans what they want to do, if they actually want to go for a 7-1 map. At the same time, Democrats will be doing all they can to have some input on the shape of the districts. If Republicans wanted to go to a 7-1 map, and I think this is what they might actually do, is it'll be some little bit of South County, but more importantly, they'll push Cori Bush's district out into the county more, almost all the way out to 270, sort of inside the inner core, you know, plus or minus a municipality or two.
Right.
So thinking there is that you actually could draw in a lot. There's a lot of Democrats that live in those areas. Creve Coeur, which should certainly end up in the district, all of Creve Coeur. And from that, you could actually have different candidates challenge Cori over time.
Yeah, in other words, you would have – they're going to make – the second is going to probably be carved out to make that a little bit more Republican. But in this particular situation with the first, in theory – these things are always in theory – it would give a moderate Democrat a chance to compete, right?
Possibly, if you can find one.
Yeah.
But – here's the real crux of this whole thing is if you draw a map that is 6-2, all the Republicans are going to have very, very safe districts. And Ann's district, the second district, will also be very safe. Like, essentially, there are more than enough Republicans to go around to make it 6-2. There's actually enough Republicans statewide to go around to make the map 7-1. And really, it'll come down probably to the national party because if it's 6-2, that means that it's always going to be 6-2 for the whole decade. If it's 7-1, I've seen a couple of maps that have Ann's district. Ann's district is almost certainly going to go west. And the question is, does it go all the way out through Franklin County? Does it go – I don't think it's going to go that much further through St. Charles County. Right now, her district goes to Jefferson County. But you can see a scenario where her district is the western side of St. Louis County, parts of St. Charles County, all of Franklin County. And that district would score, like, I think it's Trump plus 14.
Yeah, so, right.
So Ann's the only one that's actually had a race this last decade. That's where we have nothing but incumbents. And so that's really going to be an interesting point. Is it 6-1 map, a 6-2 or 7-1 map?
So the deadlines on all this are when? Because these districts will take place for next year's election, right?
It is, but, you know, it'll happen in September or early October, It's whatever it takes to pass a bill. That's that dynamic. You know, there's not the official deadline is when the General Assembly passes the legislation. It could go as late as next year. It's not going to. The reason that this will happen relatively quickly is because, especially if we draw a seventh Republican district, a lot of the men and women that are in the General Assembly who vote for the districts are likely to run for that district. So there's a lot of vested interest in the drawing of these maps.
Yeah, that's interesting. Any other, I got like 35, 45 seconds, but anything else, John, that caught your attention from the census data that came out?
I was surprised how much the Southeast Missouri lost population. So I think it's just, what's happening is people are choosing to live amongst people much more like themselves. In the city, but I was surprised by how much population was lost in that part of the city.
Former State Senator John Lamping, appreciate the briefing on the census and all these districts.
Talk to you soon, Mark.
Thank you very much. Thank you, John. 3:55.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.